seed. And you will find that in the Bible, there is a prophetic rule that agrees with what Jesus taught. And it's this. The very first time that a truth is mentioned in the Bible, every characteristic of that truth is there. The rest of the Bible builds upon that truth, magnifies it, makes it clear, but the whole kernel of that truth is right there the first time it's mentioned. The very first time the gospel is mentioned is in Genesis 3, and everything you need to know about the gospel is in Genesis 3 if you care to see it. And there's much more information about it in the rest of the Bible. But the Bible is a seed, and the first story of Babylon tells the whole story of Babylon. And what we're talking about here in the United Nations is modern Babylon. And the story of Babylon is that they attempt to build this tower to heaven, but they never quite make it. So when we analyze the information about what the United Nations and the papacy is attempting to do, we talk in terms about this confederacy that's coming together and the one world government and Satan's going to rule the world. That's all true. But everything's falling apart as they move towards the end, and this complete unity that they're striving for never takes place. So in that sense, you can pull together our traditional teaching of Daniel 2 with that, because Babylon never does succeed in its plans. Long day, huh? Okay, no further questions? I'd encourage you to go read that magazine if you haven't and see if that's something that touches your heart. Shall we have a closing prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of studying these great truths here at the end of the world. We ask for the wisdom to deal with them correctly. Give us a burden to share this message with those around us. Help us to know the idols in our lives that need to be set aside and removed from our experience, that we might be totally yours, and then give us the courage to do so. Help us to work with those around us to accomplish that in their life as well. We ask for traveling mercies as we go home, that we would get home safely. Please remind us to study these things and test them. Compare them with your word and accept nothing from any man that doesn't agree with your word. In Jesus' name, amen.